Now, before we go on to them, I want to say a few words about the perfection of wisdom literature. The perfection of wisdom literature, canonical literature or scriptures, represents, we may say, probably the most important group, single group, of Mahayana sutras. A sutra, as you may remember, sutra in Sanskrit, sutra in Pali, is a discourse of the Buddha, either longer or shorter. Now, there are, in the Buddhist canon, in its Chinese and Tibetan versions, and also in the original Sanskrit, more than 30 prajna paramita, or perfection of wisdom sutras. Some of these are very long indeed, they're several bulky volumes long. Others are very short, just a page, or even in one case, a sentence, and even just a letter, the letter A, in which the whole mystery is supposed to be summed up. And all these, more than 30 of them, long and short, have been translated, luckily for us, into English by Dr. Edward Conser. And this is really a very, very epoch-making work. We can only say that we are most fortunate in English-speaking countries because we have, to begin with, practically the whole of the Pali canon in English, and then we've got the whole of the perfection of wisdom literature. If we have a few other works and a good collection of tantras, then we'll be well on our way to establishing the three yanas in this country. But for the time being, we've got quite enough work to do, assimilating the Pali canon and also these translations from the perfection of wisdom sutras. Now, among these sutras, these 30 odd sutras, there are three which are of particular spiritual and historical importance. First of all, the Diamond Sutra, or Diamond Kata, Vajracchedika, and the Heart Sutra, the Hridaya Sutra. These are comparatively short. The Diamond Sutra is about 30 or 40 pages only. The Heart Sutra is just a couple of pages. The longer version, 3 pages. And these sutras, these two great works, summing up the message of all these magnificent texts, are recited daily in the Zen monasteries of Japan, as well as being very, very frequently, even constantly recited in Tibetan Buddhist monasteries too. The third sutra, the third perfection of wisdom sutra, of particular importance is the Ashtasahasrika, which means the perfection of wisdom in 8,000 lines. This is a much longer and, we may say, richer work. It covers a number of aspects of Shunyata, not covered in the shorter texts. But all these three works, the Diamond Sutra, Heart Sutra, Perfection of Wisdom in 8,000 lines, they all deal basically, essentially, with just one topic. As Dr. Edward Conser says in his introduction to a translation of one of them, is the Shunyata, the void, emptiness, over and over and over and over again, from different points of view. And they all deal with it, not logically, not metaphysically, they deal with it as a direct spiritual experience. In most of these texts, it is the Buddha who is speaking, they're his discourses, and he speaks out of the depths, as it were, of his own spiritual, his own transcendental experience. They are called, all these works, Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, because it's by means of prajna, wisdom, or perfection of wisdom, which is a spiritual faculty, that the truth of Shunyata is perceived or intuited. This is, as it were, to speak dualistically, of course, one can say, perhaps more correctly, that Shunyata, the voidness or emptiness, and prajna, transcendental wisdom, or perfection of wisdom, represent between them the objective and the subjective poles of what is essentially the same non-dualistic experience.